That final image of rot and decay was the inspiration for Greg Williamson's poem, Junkyard.
Junkyard. Where the tall towers of the city rise, deep in the distance, across a river bend, the fading traces of a gravel drive run off the county highway through a field of all the usual grasses to the banks, where hidden in Queen Anne's lace and goldenrod, a junkyard lies at the end of the road, unused and gone to grass in the shadow of the city. Or else it is the shadow of the city, whose time has come and will not come again, except for what we make of it from these twice ruined ruins. Down in the dumps of Troy, cracked urns and ornate scraps of fired clay and broken bits in turn reflected Troy beyond the walls, and testified that they were crafty artisans and horsemen, and indeed they were besieged for many years. Down here, blue flies and butterflies and bees, the waters running thump against its banks, the sunlight glimmering in shattered glass as the yard explodes with crickets every step, all deep in the stillness of a burned-out stove, radiators, a listing water heater. In a cold world they were a people who had trouble keeping warm. And one sees tires and tractors here, a dozen diesel drums, a concrete mixer, bales of barbed wire, blank televisions, box springs, a commode. They farmed and built and played. They carried on. But mostly what one notices are cars, flamboyant chrome, the engines and the fins. The size and extra racks say much about the people who possess them. But in the names, we see the way they must have seen themselves. DeSoto Coronado, Phoenix, Bel Air, Roadmaster, Nomad Wagon, Maverick, Rambler, Galaxy, and Eldorado. They yearn for going more than getting there. These are the easy emblems of our race, of fire and forge and factory, of long assembly lines, emblems of oil and speed, of city and suburb and the rush to work, of traffic jams, and of the wanderlust we've always loved about ourselves. They were romantic, reckless, migratory people. Under the sun, in the lively yard, how slowly smolders the inexorable decay. The grills grin on insanely with chrome teeth, hoods gape. There is no light in the dead man's stare of headlights, no faces in the empty mirrors, where bone-like struts and pipes are scattered among the skeletons of mice and the spent shells of cicadas. A brittle snakeskin suns itself on a rock, and one thinks of all the absent souls who wore their bodies out. No doubt there was great sadness in these wrecks, happiness too. Possibly because I am young, I think of them as young, the kids of another time, who turned the keys and brought the behemoths to life, who cruised the parties and midnight roads, and went to work, and drove away to school. Despite the somberness of smashed front ends, cracked windshields, and a bullet-riddled door, how dated and naive those children seem. Behind the wheel, or taken for a ride, now that ivy has climbed in the back seats, and water stagnates in the pickup beds where once, in parking lots or country roads, our discontinued parents ground their gears. The great chimneys burn across the river. Whatever we are, we will become whatever is said about us. That goes without saying, although one could be wrong about a place where wind and dry grass sounds like rain. Time comes to go, and I leave under the stewardship of crickets and flies and pollinating bees the reclamation project of the weeds.
Poet Greg Williamson teaches at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. Junkyard appears in his collection of poetry, The Silent Partner.